Hey,
welcome
Radio.
Back here to Collins High School. We've completed one quarter of play. Bullities leads it 20-14. And right now, Collins trying to find some answers on the defensive side of things, especially for Hunter Perdue, who has really torched Collins on the ground here so far. Opened the game up with a 58-yard touchdown run, and I haven't seen the official stats yet from the first quarter. But well over 100 already here in the first quarter. And Collins, outside of an interception thrown by quarterback Zach Kessler, has really not shown any signs of stopping Bullities. They'll have it second and three at the 27-yard line. They'll stay in the same formation, shotgun, with two backs in the backfield, one on each side of Kessler. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Deffler. Deffler's got the first down and up to the 40-yard line before he's finally brought down by Jaden Wilson.
There's a gash in his front.
Guys, they just keep running that same play. They're just hitting that A-gap, B-gap, and just right up the middle.
Are we out of position or just not making the plays or what?
No, the guys up front are not getting any penetration. They're just getting whipped up front.
Coach Lucas taking another defensive timeout.
And Coach Lucas is going to take a timeout, try to regroup. We'll take a break as well. 20-14, Bullities leads it. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Has it, first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Kessler in the shotgun, four receiver set. He'll turn, he'll hand to Perdue. Another good gain as he drags defenders up near midfield. That's another 8 yards on first down.
I feel like I'm watching a UK Louisiana Monroe game.
Guys, one thing that I see that I think Collins is going to have to do to make an adjustment, they're going to have to bring another defender down the box. I mean, they're going to have to go to a 50 or a 60-man front and just play man-to-man up top. I mean, that safety up top is not killing them, so they're just going to have to bring somebody else down.
Looks like now they got eight in the so-called
box. People closer to the line of scrimmage here. Second and two. We'll see if Kessler tries to throw out of it. He'll turn and hand to Deffler again. Another first down run down inside or close to the 45-yard line. So another 7 yards. So an 8-yard gain, 7-yard gain as Bullities methodically moves the ball down the field. They lead it here 20-14. 11:13 to go here in the second quarter. Zach Kessler looking to the sideline at the coaching staff to see what they want to run. Kind of reminds me of the old like PlayStation game where you got two plays. You just keep running the same two. You don't need to change.
Tecmo Bo.
Kessler now looking deep down the left sideline. Good position. It may have been intercepted, and it was.
Interception.
I think it's Cameron Harris again.
Number 12.
Don't throw to him.
His second interception of the game, and we'll see if that'll spark the Collins defense.
You got to wonder why they didn't run the same two plays. I mean, that's just, you're picking on a guy that played well last week, already had, now that's his second pick tonight.
That's
sometimes
a coach.
You just try to outthink yourself.
That's a coach trying to outthink. Trying to out-coach and just not run the ball straight down their throat.
So with the interception, Collins will take over. First and 10. Usually the ball marked right at their 17-yard line. Ball at the right hash, and Collins will go to a five-receiver set. Lucas all alone in the backfield. JR looking over the defense. Takes a snap. Looking to throw. Looking deep in the middle of the field, and it's complete up at the 45-yard line. Pass complete to Peyton Hawk, his first catch of the year.
Yeah,
that'll go for a 30-yard gain up to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, throwing the ball well, he gets a chance to throw it. It's like me, though. He's throwing the ball better this year in the pocket last year, you know, and tonight when he's rolling out, seems like he either can't find his guys or what, but once he sits in the pocket, he's throwing the ball pretty well.
Looks like he's going to a 7-8-step drop, too.
They'll stay empty backfield, five receiver set, and Bullities jumps off sides, and that'll be a free 5 yards here for the Titans. Number 66, Jacob Carter, jumps off side from his right defensive end spot.
I'd give a shout out to one of our stunners, HW, going to a prospect camp at Bellarmine. I don't know if she's looking for a catcher or what, but let's give HW a shout out.
Looking for a catcher.
Yeah, she just dumped one, I think, but good luck tomorrow at HW.
So first and five, ball just across midfield. Quick pass out to the left side to Sam Harrod. Sam has it down to the 45, runs over a defender, down close to the 42-yard line. That'll be a first down Titan.
I like the way Harrod put his foot in the ground there and finished off that run.
He just lowered his shoulder and ran straight through his chest.
I always call him Hammond for some reason. I cannot figure out why I call him.
It's a good name.
I guess it is. I don't know why it is. Cannot call Sam Harrod. They call him Sam Hammond.
Legendary name.
Looks like Collins is pass protecting really well.
So Collins this time will go to a four-receiver set. Roseberry in the back, or Jacoby Evans in the backfield here with Lucas. First and 10 from the Bullet East 41-yard line. 9:55 to go here before the half. Bullet East leads it 20-14. Now they'll move Evans from the right side of the formation next to Lucas to the left side. And I think it's going to be a delay of game on Collins.
Yep.
You got to get a play in. It's like we're unsure what we wanted to run.
Well, I think what Lucas was trying to do to see if Bullet East switched defenses when they moved Evans back over to beside Lucas. And Bullet East did not move. They stayed in the same formation, the same set.
So a five-yard penalty will back Collins up to the 46-yard line. They'll have it first and 15 from there. And they'll change formations altogether and go to a two-back set here. Roseberry to his left, Evans to his right. JR takes a snap, will hand to Roseberry. He'll have a flea flicker.
Oh, he's got it.
Back to
Lucas.
JR can't get it off.
Nope.
He's going to be sacked back at the 45-yard line.
There was nobody within 20 yards.
He bobbled the ball when he started to throw it. It slipped out. I don't know if it has to do with humidity or just the ball is slick because how humid it is, but you see the Bullet East quarterback having the same problem as Lucas just did.
Good point.
So that quarterback sack will back Collins all the way back on Bullet East, on the Bullet East side of the, or their own, on their own side of the field, back at the 46-yard line. And it's going to be second and a lot.
Another promising drive, just going backwards.
JR takes a snap, being pressured from the left side. Now he's going to try to spin out
of
it. Yeah, he's going to run with it, and Sam Harry just de-cleated Jacob Carter down at the 40-yard line, but this one, if they want to take the penalty, will come back for a hold, but they probably will decline that penalty.
Somebody needs to help 66 over the sidelines.
Sam Harry just laid the
boat. He's waving for somebody to help him.
He wants out.
He wants out now.
Was a holding call on Collins, but they will decline it. Short gain up to the 47-yard line, and Scott mentioned a once promising drive is going to now be a third and 22.
Hey, guys, if you're Bullet East, why did you not decline that and take fourth down so they could punt it?
No, it was second down.
Oh, was it? Okay, my bad.
So third and 22. Lucas, five wide set, dropping straight back, looking deep in the middle of the field, looking for Roseberry. He's got him!
Touchdown.
And he'll take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
What a pass by J.R.
JR led him perfectly down, hit him about at the 20-yard line. Good catch by Roseberry. And you got to wonder why Bullet East.
Why do you not go to a two-deep safety?
With Leo, exactly. Let those guys get beyond your deepest safety. And now Collins will bring Lindsey Crickey back out.
It really doesn't matter if it's number 2 or number 12. They're both getting beat.
So we'll see. They've had some troubles with snaps here on these extra point attempts, really dating back to last week. Flirted with disaster a week ago in Montgomery County. And really taking a long period of time here to get this one on. Now Nick Eads running on the field late.
Well, she can't get her helmet snapped. And the referee probably should have called timeout for her, for equipment.
So J.R. Lucas is your holder. Snap back. Better snap this time. Kick away.
Good.
And kick is good.
That was a good kick.
And
good, strong kick.
And Collins has retaken the lead here, 21-20. 8:28 to go in the first half. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 290 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
21-20, Collins is retaking the lead. Nick Eads out to kick things off here for the Titans. Back deep for Bullet East, Hunter Wood and Hunter Perdue. And we've seen Perdue put on a show here so far tonight. Low kick. This one will hit the ground and be picked up by Purdue at the 15-yard line. Trying to go to the outside and will be upended inside the 30-yard line down to the 27.
It's Jacob Phillips. Good to see Jacob back on here. He went off earlier, but I thought the guy caught the
ball. His knee was on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
His knee was on the ground.
These guys said we ain't calling them flags. They missed one block in the back a while ago that I couldn't.
Well, they're not getting paid by the hour, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoken like a true official.
I think Bate could have seen that back in his high school days. And Mike Hammond said the best 8th grade official, best 8th region umpire it is.
Mike Pettit said the worst.
Somewhere in between, boys.
First and 10 Chargers. Wholesale
says
blitz
straight
there.
Straight out blitz right there.
And they've gotten Deffler in the backfield back at the 26-yard line. It'd be a loss of 1, maybe 2 yards.
I think we decided to bring 11 on that play.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to make him throw the ball.
Yeah.
Can't continue to give him up 7, 8 yards first down carries.
Loss of 2 back to the 26. It'll bring up second and 12. Four receiver set here for the Chargers. Purdue, the lone back in the backfield here with Kessler. Kessler is going to quick look to throw. He's got a man open, and he's got the first down up the 45-yard line.
And
a late flag here as well.
I think it's on the sideline.
Side
I think it's on the sideline warning.
Pass there complete to Connor Polson, his second catch of the night. And it is a sideline warning penalty on Collins. No yardage marked off on the first infraction. Just a warning.
Two plays were... Fitzgerald, you got to get closer. I mean, he was, that guy was...
He's 12 yards off the receiver
yeah.
and giving him the inside slot.
So first down throw there up to the 46-yard line. First and 10 Chargers. Kessler stays in the shotgun. A turn and hand to Purdue again.
Yep.
Purdue breaks a tackle being hit by Stucker, but he'll drag him forward close to the first down marker. I think it's going to be about a yard short.
That kid's not very big, but I'm going to tell you right now, he runs hard. His pads are down towards the ground, and he's running.
9-yard gain once again. It seems like every time he touches the ball, 7, 8, 9 yards every time. Another second and short. They move into Collins, the Collins end of the field. Second and one from the Collins 46-yard line. Two backs in the backfield here with Kessler this time. He'll take the snap, fake it, going to run it himself. Got the first down and goes inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line.
I'm telling you, I think if they don't turn it over, it's like either defense can stop either offense if you don't turn it over.
Just hope we got enough light bulbs in the scoreboard.
Might come down to a kicking battle.
It might.
I mean, to an extra point.
It may.
I like our chances better than their chances.
As long as we can get the snap back, I liked what I saw in the kicking game.
The way she just kicked it, that was good from 25 to 30 yards.
The kicker during the warm-ups kicked underneath the, underneath the goalpost.
Kessler takes a snap.
Here comes the blitz.
He'll get to Purdue again.
He missed the blitz.
Dragging defenders again. That's another 12 yards inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line.
Guys, that was a great call by the defensive coaches right there. The blitzing linebacker just missed Stucker. It was a great call on defense.
I'm waiting for when he snaps to go over his quarterback's head. All of them are a lot. He's done a good job of corralling them back there, but not the best snaps in the world.
6:20 to go here in the second quarter. 21-20 Collins leads it. But
we have no outside linebacker. On Boyd's right side, none.
Right at the middle.
Another handoff to Purdue right up the middle, and it's another 10-yard gain. I saw Nashawn Roseberry go for 300-plus last year against North Oldham, and Purdue well on his way of matching that total tonight. We haven't seen the stats, Scott, but what do you think, rushing yards for Purdue so far?
Man. He's close to 200.
Got to be. And this time he'll fake it to Purdue. Kessler will keep it himself, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe struggles forward for a yard. Zach Smith. I think it was Jacob Phillips coming up from safety to also help out. They'll give him 1 yard on that last carry. Second and 9. Ball marked at the 13-yard line. Kessler stays shotgun. Takes a snap. Fakes it this time, looking to throw in the middle of the field and just a little bit behind the intended receiver at the goal line. Incomplete. Trying to hit number, I think it was 85.
Yeah, he had beat Stucker right there. Stucker got turned around, but like y'all said, just threw it behind him.
Got to think, though, every time he rises up to throw the football, that's a win.
You would think, yeah. Anytime they just don't give it to Purdue.
Yeah. Third down and 9 at the 14-yard line, or 13-yard line. Kessler looks to the sideline. And Don't be surprised maybe if they don't take a timeout here. They look a little bit confused on the offensive side. Now they line back up. And he'll take the snap, looking to throw again.
Throwing the wheel
on the left side and over the head, intended for number 13, Ian Olihan.
He's got to go for it. He's not going to kick it from there. They might call the timeout.
So this will bring up 4th and 9.
I believe they're going to call a timeout and think about it here.
There's nothing to think about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about what they're going to run, I mean.
Right.
5:21 to go here before the half. Collins leads it 21-20, and Bullet East will take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
All right, Bullet East comes out. They'll be facing a 4th and 9 from the 13-yard line. Back and forth affair it's been. Collins currently leads it 21-20. And now Bullet East brings the kicker out. They're going to attempt a 28-yard field goal.
Watch the fake.
And we have movement on the offensive line by Bullet East, and that's going to back them up additional 5 yards.
Now it's going to be a 30-yard field goal.
We'll back things up. It's going to be a 35-yard
field goal. 35-yard
field goal.
One of the judges is running to get here. He's late.
And by the looks of him, it's going to take him a while.
I knew it was coming.
All right, 35-yard attempt. Snap back and nearly blocked and wide left. Good pressure on the play. I think that's Gage Arvin, I believe, has got it. 64.
It is.
Gage Arvin broke right through the line. Thought he was going to block it, but ball kicked well left. So a good stand by the Collins defense. Kind of what we saw last week. Gave up a lot of yardage, but kind of stood firm when they needed to.
Good thing the White hat waited to put the ball in play so the guy get under the go because it was right straight up above his go post.
Give that guy water while you're down there, too.
Hey.
So Collins will come out. 2 back set, 4 receivers. Roseberry and Evans in the backfield. Oh. He'll turn and give it to Roseberry. Next
good
shot.
Ball.
Stops and will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe just behind the line of scrimmage. He will back to the 19-yard line. Loss of 1.
Guys, that's how you fill a hole as your outside linebacker.
They're like me. That's the first time, too. Nashawn didn't run it, you know.
Hit it hard.
Assertive, yeah.
Well, I think Jacoby missed the block on 24, and 24 just came straight downfield and just plugged the hole.
So 2nd and 11, Collins has it from the 19-yard line. Lucas drops back, quick pass out to Roseberry. Nashawn spinning forward up to the close to the 25, maybe the 24-yard line. We'll bring up 3rd down and manageable here, 3rd and about 5.
Guys, he had that ball out. He was stretching for an extra yard or two with that ball. He's going to have to secure it and put it away.
It was a nice open field tackle by Hunter Burke.
It was.
He's not the easiest to tackle in the open field.
4:20 to go here before the half. Collins lead 21-20.
Big 3rd down.
And it is a big 3rd down for Collins. 3rd and 6 from the 24-yard line. They'll go to a pistol look. Roseberry directly behind Lucas. Going to turn and going to pitch to Roseberry. Trying to get to the outside. Nice cut up to the field, up mid to toward midfield. He's got the 1st down up at the 31-yard line.
There could have been a cut up the field or to the field.
I don't know what 75 was grabbing at, but he didn't reach it, whatever he was grabbing at.
Bullet, he's had good penetration. 66 as well, Jacob Carter. I think he's still trying to find his wits about him after Sam Harrod really put the wood to him back in the last series.
If you notice his right arm, he hasn't brought his right arm up one time.
Lucas stays in the shotgun, turns, going to hand back. We're going to have a runner reverse with Maggard. Maggard trying to get to the outside and will be to really mark him out of bounds as he runs out close to the 40-yard line.
About
37-yard line.
Maggard's showing a lot of speed this year. He cut that thing up and got – looked like he was going to get nothing. He got
good block by J.R. on the outside, too. Zach Stucker into the game on the offensive side. He'll get into the slot. They'll go to a five-wide set. Empty backfield here for Lucas. 3:33 to go here before the half. Lucas takes a snap. J.R. looking deep down the field.
20 times.
Going to throw in the middle of the field. Looking for Maggard and just overthrew Dalton. Down at the 35-yard line. Same pass that we've seen. We saw him hook up with Peyton Hawk on earlier in the game. It's a little seam route there.
Those seam routes are open because Peyton Hawk was open on this side of the field, too. Or open, relatively open. I mean, that would have been a little tight window for him to put it in. But J.R. has been throwing the football well here tonight, except for the one interception where he's trying to throw the ball away and just didn't get it away enough. Another big third down here by the Titans.
Third and four. Collins at their own 37-yard line. Five wide set again. Ooh. Lucas dropping straight back.
There it is.
For Hawk.
There it is.
Hits by Hawk down to 25.
Touchdown.
Run away. Touchdown, Titans. Hawk just ran away from the left defensive back, number two, Zach Jones, and he's having a tough night tonight. It's both Hawk and Maggard making him pay on the outside.
That was a nice throw by J.R., but that was a great catch by Peyton Hawk. Right there on his fingertips, caught it. Peyton didn't play last week, and thus they have that other threat on the other side. Now take a little bit of heat off Dalton.
I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why Bullies does not play two deep safety.
Lindsey Crickey on for another extra point attempt. 3:19 to go in this one. Collins has answered back after trailing 20-14. They've answered back with two touchdown drives. Lindsey Crickey on for the extra point attempt. Snap back, kick up, and kick. Good. Is good again.
She kicked it good.
That looks strong, guys. Looks strong.
3:19 to go before the half. Collins now leads it 28-20. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Takes the kickoff, brings it up close to the 40-yard line. Police will have it first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. 28-20, Collins leads it. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Bullet East comes out, two-back set. Kessler takes a snap. Going to give it to Purdue again.
Wow.
Another good run on first down. That'll go for another 6 yards up to about the 46, maybe 47-yard line. What makes you kind of baffles you a little bit of their last possession. They got down inside the 15-yard line and tried to throw the football. It's kind of crazy.
I thought Joker Phillips was over for a minute.
They'll give him 5 on that first down carry. He'll be 2nd and 5 at the 46. They'll give it to Purdue
up
again.
The middle again.
Makes a man miss and will be upended by the shoestring tackle by Jacob Phillips down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
Guys, I would be shocked if Bullet East throws the ball the rest of the half.
I would just keep running to him.
You have to.
I hope he gets cramps in the second half.
2:30 to go here.
That
might be the only way.
I mean, you're getting 7-8 yards a pop. Why even throw the ball?
I hope they don't have pickle juice on that sideline.
It does wonders.
Kessler, quarterback run this time. I think it's Nick Eads who comes up with him. It is.
23 had the strip.
Yeah, Zach Stucker.
Zach Stucker
reached in and just ripped it straight out.
I called it. I just wanted you to know. If you'll go back and listen to that, pull it out of there.
2:15. to go before the half. Collins trying to create a little separation. And just a reminder, they did defer the coin toss, and we'll get the ball to start the second half of play as well.
If any of our listeners out there could bring in another large Diet Coke, this game's going to go till midnight. I'd appreciate one.
So JR looks to the sideline. Coach Lucas giving some direction.
I see a lot of windows decorated in the parking lot. It must be a lot of school spirit going on around here, you know.
Let's see. Five wide set. Lucas takes a snap in
the middle.
Now he's getting outside the pocket. Has a little bit of room to run. He's going to step out of bounds up at about midfield. And
it could have been
a questionable late hit there. Sam Harriott, is he got a little crackback block?
Yeah,
on.
That was questionable.
Hit Austin Miller right at the boundary. No flag on the play.
But that's the kind of football player Sam is. He goes 110%. Every single play.
His daddy used to do that too back when he played.
Hard good. Nose.
Hard nose.
Hard knocks. Ball at midfield, first and 10. Lucas in the shotgun. Going to be a draw play to Roseberry.
Nice.
Roseberry got a 5-yard down.
Oh,
official.
Oh,
got a referee down.
Referee down.
We'll be here at 1 o'clock now.
He's back up.
So 5-yard gain. That play takes us inside 2 minutes.
He went down that day. Joe Wilwine tripped me at work. And that's the way I went down.
Went down in section.
Exactly right. Couldn't nobody help me up, though. I had to roll over. And
he looked like slow motion.
1:40 to go. Clock continues to roll. Collins with only one timeout remaining here in the first half. Second and 5. Lucas takes the snap. Dropping
screen.
Back screen.
Screen
in the middle of the field.
Oh,
Interception. Went right through the hands of Sam Harrod, and he had room to run with that.
It was wide open.
And right to a Bullet East defender, and they've turned it over.
That play was set up beautifully.
Yeah, he was going to go. Got to catch the football first.
So how momentum changes. Now Bullet East, 1:27 to go and 2 timeouts. They'll see if they can answer back here before the half.
Here's a question, guys. Minute 27, you got 2 timeouts left. Do you start throwing it? Because you know Collins is getting the ball back second half. Or do you just run it down, try to run it down the throat, hit the big run play?
I think you're going to throw it.
There you go.
Looking for a throw in the middle.
Oh,
wide open and right through his hands.
You look like a lot of receivers, instead of just receiving the ball and catching the ball, they're looking to see where that safety is coming over, and they're just dropping it.
So incomplete, and it seems like they're really trying to pick on Fitzgerald on this side of the field. Kessler takes a snap, going to give it to Purdue. He's got a first down, trying to kick it to the outside. He's down to the 30, now trying to get back inside, and will be finally tackled from behind by Fitzgerald, but not Collie has a first down to the 22-yard line. Jacob Phillips, once again, a little bit lame. It looked like a left ankle issue early, and he is hobbling.
Think about that. You know, they got plenty of time because clock stops after every first down, and Purdue's running 10 yards on every carry.
So Dalton Maggard going to check in here for Phillips.
Guys, once again, I mean, there is no outside linebacker. If you're looking down here, there is no outside linebacker whatsoever.
Kessler looking to throw. Got a man wide open. Nice play by Cameron Harris to outrun the football and knock it down. Looked like that was a for sure touchdown pass.
Guys, he was beat in speed.
Well, Kessler put a little air under it instead of got Cameron a chance to get it, but you're right. Did nice catch-up speed is that you're getting beat.
Aubrey, second down here, second and 10, ball at the 24-yard line. Kessler in the shotgun, Purdue to his left. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Purdue, and he'll get about 5 yards down inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line.
Tell you what, Nick Eads is playing football. He's making tackles.
Clock continues to run here. Inside 40 seconds. Bullet East does have 2 timeouts. 3rd and 5. Turn. And good penetration by Zach Sucker that time.
Nice
he will get Purdue for no gain. And this will bring up 4th down. And Bullet East will take a timeout with 27 seconds to go. We'll just keep it here, Scott. 27 seconds to go. Facing a 4th and 5.
Hey, real quick on that, just that right there, they brought the blitz from the outside, and he was able to track him down. But if he doesn't get there, that outside linebacker spot is wide open.
Looks like he's been coming almost every play.
He's coming every time or not.
Whether he gets there or not. But you're right, once they go inside of him, there's nobody left there. I don't know. I hadn't seen.
And I don't know if they're trying to hope that the defensive tackle is able to control that gap right there. But if he doesn't, it's 8, 10, 12 yards the whole time.
It seems like, too, John, to get your perspective from the field, but our interior linemen really not getting any penetration at all.
They're not getting any, and I know they're trying to switch them in and out and get a little bit more beef, but they're not getting anything. I mean, it's not really a stalemate, but they're not getting any penetration beyond the line of scrimmage.
It's one thing I thought last week, Isaiah White gave them some penetration. So it'll be fourth and five abilities, making their way back out on the field.
And it does look like Collins' defensive linemen are a little undersized compared to Bullitt East a little bit. But here comes Stucker again on the outside. Now he backed off.
Back to Kessler, looking to throw, and he's got a first down throw.
Make the tackle. Make the tackle.
And out of bounds right at the 10-yard line.
Nice pass there by Kessler.
Hit him in stride and sideline.
Pass complete to Justin Deffler. We saw him have some issues early in the game. Had a couple of balls go through his hands, but fourth down conversion there.
Watch this quick slant right here to the right, Bullitt's right.
20 seconds to go before the half. He'll quarterback run with a catch to break on the outside. He'll dive and get in the end zone. Touchdown,
yep.
Chargers. Just a little read option there. Faked it to Purdue. Took it himself. And they're a two-point conversion away from tying this one up, and they will go for two.
Well, both the defensive end and the outside linebacker went for the running back. He just pulled it out and went straight off tackle.
And how things change. Collins, with a chance to go down and go up two scores, would get the ball to start the third quarter of play, and just like that, turnover here, turnover there.
Looks like they're going for two.
And a chance to tie this one up to go into the half. Kessler will come out in the shotgun. Purdue to his left.
They're going to throw it to the right corner. Watch this.
Kessler looking to throw the fade to the right side, and ball is knocked away. Good coverage that time by Fitzgerald. Kind of been picked on early in this game, but good defense on that play.
You could tell when the wide receiver went a tighter formation towards the line of scrimmage, they had that whole right side of the field wide open.
Fitzgerald,
and I knew where they were going to.
Sorry, Fitzgerald giving up about 5 inches over there, too.
Let's take a quick break. 28-26, Collins leads at 16 seconds to go in the half. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Kubota's RTV X-Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And about 50 times. 28-26, Collins leads at 16 seconds to go here before the half. Nation Roseberry back deep, flanked by Jaden Wilson to his left, Dalton Maggard to his right. We'll see if Bullitt East elects to kick it deep or to squib it through. Collins only with one timeout to go, so barring a great return, I'm sure they're probably going to kneel on it and head to the half.
If they squib it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you got one play.
Ball's going to be kicked deep and taken by Maggard inside the 10-yard line. Dalton, not much place to go, and will be upended just outside the 20-yard line to the 22. Good coverage on the play by Bullitt East.
Does Lucas call timeout and show him how to take a knee again?
I'm going to be shocked if they take a knee. I'm just going to tell you that. In the years I've watched this program,
yeah,
I might be wrong, but I bet I'm right.
Yeah, they're going tight formation.
All right, okay, I'm wrong.
12 seconds to go.
That's the first time today.
We might do the Peyton Manning fake a knee right here. No,
fake
no,
a knee. Where did the Dan Marino fake a spike?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody believes me.
And JR will take the snap, take a knee, and we will make our way into the half. So up and down the field it's been in the first half. Back and forth the scores have been. And Collins finds himself up at the half here, 28-26. We'll take a break. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.